Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, we are joined by Bill Polk, who served Riverside as a councilman, mayor, and now he's setting his sights on bringing a community center to Riverside. He serves with the Riverside Community Center Committee and has begun discussing what a community center in town would look like. So, Bill, could you tell us a little bit about the committee?
The group met at the existing community center, and we just discussed the ground plans for how we felt we had to move forward to create some, you know, additional excitement for the hopefully planned development in Riverside.
What would some of the features be of the new community center?
Well, some of the things that were discussed in the proposed community center were obviously a gymnasium, some workout areas, a kitchenette with some meeting rooms, and a kind of a playroom for kids with maybe a couple pool tables and ping pong tables and a television or two. So on the beginning stages, we're going to kind of keep it simple. And as we move forward and can discuss what options we want to have for the recreation center, it's all going to be based on the cost of the building and what we can afford at this time. So we want to try to satisfy, you know, the main part of the community, both in Riverside and the rural area that we'll need to attract.
And what's the timetable on this project?
The timetable that we're working on is certainly open at this time. The timetable that's been ballyhooed around has been they'd like to break ground anywhere from 2 to 5 years. And it really, the groundbreaking has everything to do with funding and what kind of grants we can attract and the revenue that we would bring in to pay for this facility.
Do you anticipate this being a long process of raising money for the project?
Well, you know, I think the plan for us to pay for the building is going to be multifaceted with grants and people donating money, money put in by the city, money raised for various fundraisers. One thing that was mentioned here a couple weeks ago was that they would possibly have some kind of a breakfast or a steak feed in the springtime to have people, you know, be able to come and raise funds that way. There's discussion that once we get this going, we want to try to have some kind of a barometer of funds that shows people the money that's being raised, but they don't want it to be stagnant. They want this barometer to continually raise on a monthly, quarterly basis so that people can see that the interest is there, and we're not just going to start off with X number of dollars and then 2 years later look at the thermometer and see that it's still at the same level. So I do feel that this time, you know, the recreation center has been discussed and talked about probably for at least 30 years in Riverside. And I feel that with this new current council that's been elected and mayor and the community's involvement, I think that this time we will be moving forward on the recreation / community center. And the proposed location would be just west of the elementary school, so we can take advantage of the city has actually purchased 11 acres for development of the recreation center / community center, and it would be in conjunction with, when I say in conjunction, I said it would be located west of the elementary school so that we could take advantage of the kids that are up there participating at the community center and parking. We would hope to get some kind of an E-28 agreement with the school system so we could use their parking lot / and they could use our parking lot when there's big events that go on.
Again, that was Bill Polk. He is the former mayor of Riverside, and he is now setting his sights on bringing a recreation / community center to Riverside. We'll be talking more with Bill tomorrow on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.